Hi, this is Dominic Kell from The Breakfast Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Indeed it is. Welcome back to IMO. This is that, which of course stands for In My Opinion, and that's what the show's all about. Silly. It's what it's all about. The show is about sharing opinions. It's where I take news from all across the interweb nets, put it on a piece of paper and share it with you because I want to know what you think. It's very important to me. And I've got some really, really interesting news that I think I could be able to say that I'm the person breaking this story. I think it's quite an interesting one. It's a local story. It's all about housing. And I've been able to see some plans, some very ambitious plans, which hope to solve a couple of long-standing island problems. You'll hear more about that in a bit. More stuff to look forward to. You've got to look forward to the pointless poll. That's where I polled the audience on a pointless topic, as if that wasn't obvious enough. And this one's all about Easter eggs and events and shops and just doing it all too early. I need some time, please. I've also got a tune of the week on the way from Cage the Elephant and Beck. Cage the Elephant are actually performing at the festival this year, so that's a track you might want to listen to if you're in two minds. You're thinking, I've never heard of these people before, I want to know what they sound like, so that'll be something to look forward to. With all of the things I'm talking about today, I want to know what you think, and you can let me know in many, 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 many ways. Primarily, of course, that is through social media. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. You can look it up. Look up Fectus Radio on Twitter and Facebook, and you can find us there. I'll be posting questions and all sorts throughout the show, so you can let me know what you're thinking as we go. If you want to send me a text, the number for that is 60777. That's 60777. And if you start that message with BR6T, then another T, it comes right through to the nerve center. And if you're thinking about doing it old school, if you want to do it old school, you can send me an email. The address for that is studio@vectisradio.fm. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's, I guess I can call it an IMO exclusive, can't I? All about housing and very interesting stuff to do with the island and how potentially we might solve long-standing issues with housing and stuff like that. Anyway, let's get into it. So, this is IMO, of course, standing for In My Opinion, and my top story today is very, very interesting. Very interesting indeed. It's all about housing. I know that sounds like a boring topic, but honestly, this is quite an interesting, innovative and ambitious project that I really want to share with you because I want to know what you think about it, because I think you either love it or you hate it. You love it because it's so out there, or you hate it because it seems like a ridiculous pipe dream. But housing obviously has been a long-standing issue on the island, and there's kind of a need to keep the balance between meeting the demand of people who want houses while also preserving the natural beauty of the island that we like to call home. Now, I have good word that an ambitious land reclamation scheme is in the works to put an end to this problem once and for all. So the group behind this scheme have said to me that they're looking to take a leaf out of the Dutch's book and block up the mouth of the River Medina in order to create a space for a new housing estate. So similarly to what has happened in Amsterdam, where they've taken bits of kind of lake and water, and they've kind of built an artificial piece of land to build houses on and important things. So the idea is that they apply this to the island and position it in the mouth of the River Medina. And so they're going to use this space that they create to provide space for a new housing estate and a retail park featuring supermarkets, fast food restaurants, and potentially, I'm hearing word of there being a large nightclub to be added into the mix. Now, this sounds like an incredibly shocking story, and they did argue that there were some benefits to this scheme. including the creation of quite a large, kind of long, thin, snake-like lake, which would be the rest of the River Medina. They're not going to be reclaiming the entire river, just the kind of mouth bit, if that makes any sense. So that lake that's created from the remainder of the river could be used to promote water sports, along with the potential to create a conservation zone for river wildlife, which sounds pretty good, if I do say so myself. Now, the developers here, they're intending to use the reclaimed land to solve two long-standing island problems. Firstly, the need for more housing. And so the plans are in their infancy at this stage, but I believe the intention is to build the estate in such a way that it provides a natural link between East and West Cowes, integrating new residents into the community. I think that was the phrase they used. And the other issue is that developers hope to solve is currently there's a bit of a weak link between Cowes and East Cowes due to the floating bridge. Not going to go into that can of worms right now, but we all know it's less than ideal and it hasn't proven itself to be perhaps the most reliable thing in the world. But it is rumoured that because of the land reclamation, and it will go quite a way up, so the mouth of the River Medina, it would effectively block up and remove the need for the floating bridge. And apparently, they're looking into replacing that service with an open-top bus service that serves both towns as well as the new estate. Now, to me, this sounds a very, very interesting scheme, actually. I'm kind of on board with this, because it does solve a couple of problems. It does solve the issue with the connectivity between Cowes and East Cowes, and the fact that it's just creating new space in the mouth of the River Medina to build houses on. It means that it isn't damaging loads of greenfield sites, beautiful greenfield sites that we have across the island that would otherwise be turfed up and turned into whacking great housing estates. But that's my two penneth on the issue. I want to know what you're thinking about all of this, because it is a rather perplexing situation. So you can let me know, of course, what your thoughts are on the plans and whether you would be up for living on an artificial piece of land, because it's quite interesting. I guess it's a bit like walking on a glass floor, because you know that there's a big drop, but there's something there to stop you. It's a bit of a strange sensation. I want to know what you think about these plans to use land reclamation in the mouth of the River Medina to create a new housing estate and retail parks featuring supermarkets, fast food restaurants, and potentially a large nightclub. You can let me know via social media. You can just search for Vectis Radio on Facebook and Twitter. I'll be posting the question on Twitter just after this. And if you scroll down a bit, you should be able to find my post on the Facebook page as well. If you want to send me a text, the number for that is 60777. That's 60777. And if you start that message with BR6T and another T, it comes right through to the nerve center. Now, I'm very, very interested in what you people, what you guys think about this one, because when I first learned about the plans, I thought this is going to ruffle some feathers. So I want to know if your feathers have been ruffled. And of course, you can let me know through all the aforementioned ways. Now, let's go into a bit of music now. This is Maren Morris with Girl.
Hello, Laura here from the Wednesday Afternoon Show. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Sound the alarm. It's pointless poll time. It's time for the pointless poll. It's where I poll the audience on a pointless topic, as if that wasn't obvious enough. And let's quickly announce the result of last week's poll before we get into this week's topic. So last week I was talking about the clocks changing, because that happened yesterday on Sunday. The clocks changed. They went forward, I believe. I remembered it right. If I remembered that right, they went forward. If I wasn't right there, I'm sorry. But, you know, they changed at the very least on Sunday. And I raised the question, do we really need them changing anymore? Do we really want that? Because I mean, I know that there must have been a reason when they were first introduced, the changing of the clocks, but would you rather have the clocks change or stay the same the whole year, was the question I asked. And let's have a look at Twitter first. So on Twitter, 67% of the vote went to keep it the same. So on Twitter, the islanders decided that they want to keep the clocks the same all year round. It saves a lot of faff, to be honest, because I'm pretty sure I definitely would have forgotten if it weren't for Everything Everywhere saying, change the clocks, you fool. And 33% of that poll going to change is exciting. So 33% of those on Twitter wanting to keep it as it is. You know, the changing's fine. Change with the times, change with the months. I don't know, I'm making stuff up as I go along. Let's have a look at Facebook now. We've got a much different result. It's a bit closer, but it's not gone the same way as Twitter. So on Facebook, 48% of the vote went to keep it the same. So less are for keeping it the same, obviously, throughout the year. And 52% just enjoy the change, enjoy the clock switching things up for a bit in spring. So that has been, as usual, a complete waste of time. So let's have a look at this week's complete waste of time. It's the pointless poll, of course. So this week's pointless poll is all about shops, events like Easter and such, eggs maybe if you're feeling like it. So Easter is coming up and I'm already starting to see eggs appearing in shops. And I know big events like Easter and Christmas, shops like to get into the spirit. They really do. They really get really invested. And they perhaps do it a little bit early. I was talking to Chip and Spud before the show, and I was talking about how some London department stores start their Christmas shop in August. Really? And that it doesn't make sense to me. It really kind of annoys me. And just wait. Just be patient like everyone else before you jump into your Christmas malarkey. Honestly. But some people are fully there for it. They like it. It's part of their routines. So the question I'm asking you today is, are you enjoying or do you hate when shops get involved in like big events way, way, way too early? Do you love it or do you hate it? The poll will be going up on Twitter and Facebook. It will be staying there for the entire week. And of course, as always, the results will be announced in next week's show. And, yeah, I think this is quite an interesting one. I really find it annoying when shops just jump the gun with these things. It's like, oh, come on, it's still warm outside. Why are you advertising Christmas? It's still cold outside. Why are you advertising Easter? Oh, as I said, polls will be up on Facebook and Twitter. So I'll be announcing the results next week. So, how about a bit of Elvis then to take us into the break? And afterwards, we will be seeing if we've got any responses about our top story, which was all about using land reclamation to end the island's housing problems. Questions on social media if you want to get involved in that one. And I might even have time for a bonus story.
Hi, this is Kelvin from The Retro Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back to part two of IMO. Now, we've got some tweets that have been sent in response to our top story today, all about housing, and that there are plans afoot to use land reclamation in the mouth of the River Medina to create a new housing estate featuring some retail parks with supermarkets, fast food restaurants and a large nightclub, among other things. I believe also part of the plan is to replace the floating bridge with an open top bus service. A very interesting thing, we have got a couple of tweets come in. Someone called David has tweeted in saying a much wiser use for that sort of money would be a train or tram system from Newport to Cowes along the river. Now, I do kind of agree with you there, because we could do with a bit more public transport infrastructure. So I do agree with you, but this ambition, this idea of land reclamation, it's so futuristic. I love the idea of it. So I'm torn by that. But somebody else has replied to that saying that they'd rather have the backlog of housing sorted out, which is, again, a valid point. It's a very interesting thing. And, yeah, it's such an interesting topic, this, because housing is such a contentious issue at the moment on the island. And this is quite an interesting way of solving the issue. And, yeah, it's very, very interesting. And unfortunately, it's not actually happening because, well, I did say at the beginning, it might just a little bit be the 1st of April. So that may not be happening. It may not be happening. Oops. Oops. Well, yes, I may have pulled a Lee prank on you, on everybody there, by suggesting that there was land reclamation happening. Come on. So yeah, I thought that would be a funny thing to do because it was April 1st, to play a little joke and kind of make up something funny. I don't know. I thought it would be funny. If it isn't funny, please tell me that it wasn't funny and I won't do it again. But I thought I'd try it out because I thought it would be funny. I enjoyed writing it. And to be honest, I would like some really kind of interesting futuristic thing to go on, like rocket building. There used to be rocket building on the island. And it's got me all excited. But unfortunately, maybe land reclamation isn't the best solution to housing issues on the island. But it was a good laugh, at least. I hope it was a good laugh. I hope you can all take that in a good jest. So it's 7:04 now, and we are running out of time. I'm afraid we don't have quite enough room for a bonus story today. But it was good speaking to you. And there's no need to go anywhere else, though, because up next, Marco is waiting in the wings to take the Mod Anthems show from 7 all the way until 10. And if you're staying up really late, we've got Nonstop 80s from 10 until really, really late. And of course, if you are getting up early in the morning tomorrow, we have Hello Vectis from 7. And Ian is covering the breakfast show for Dom this week, and he'll be here from 8 o'clock. That is all from me this week. It's been a bit of a weird one, but normal service should resume next week. And to take us up to the news for 7 o'clock, here is Ray Parker Jr. I don't think men should sleep alone. I hope you enjoyed all of that, and thanks for listening. You can tune in live to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and online. I hope to see you there.